This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The second hour of tonight's program.
Hour number two.
This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Operators are standing by. No, I don't know. They're probably not standing by. I usually screen the calls myself, but, you know. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
Richie Rich.
I always have the Ginsu Knives commercial stuck in my head. I'm a child of that era, you know. Now how much would you pay?
But wait. There's more.
There's more. $500? $600? $1,000?
Five easy payments.
If you act now, you also get absolutely free this set of Ginsu Knives.
I think the coolest thing was when those things got a retail shop. Like the As Seen on TV store.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. Now I can just go buy it. A whole bunch of junk.
Over time, I've purchased many things that have the As Seen on TV logo. One of them is the magnetic screen door.
Okay.
Right? That hangs over, you know, entryway of your choice. I have this thing in the kitchen. It's basically a square. And you put your coffee maker on it so you can slide it out easily from underneath the cabinetry and then slide it back when you're done using it.
We had the George Foreman grill growing up. That was classic As Seen on TV thing. But nowadays with the internet, it's like the funnest part was like being a kid and your like parents let you dial the number and you like, that was the best part. So now the internet has kind of, you know, ruined the novelty of that.
So as a product of the internet, it's like generational thing. I think I diverge with a lot of liberty-minded individuals where I'm okay with targeted advertisement on social media because I have purchased things off of Facebook.
As a result.
Yeah. I go, great. Like if I, you know, like the, you know, I bought some Crocs for work because I was working in the kitchen. Makes sense, man. Yeah. Back of the house. It's legit.
It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing. But I wasn't even like looking for shoes. I just thought to myself, like, I need new shoes.
Mm.
And then Facebook goes like, we read your mind. Here's an ad for Crocs. Buy one, get one 50% off. I'm like, I'll take two.
How did they know?
Right. So I don't care. Like, they knew, and I bought. Like, that's...
See, I don't like that. Because I'm a sucker, and I will buy so much stuff that I don't need.
Really?
So I've actually gotten, like, a lot better about
this. During the break, let's have a chat. I have something to sell you.
All right.
Goldex.
Before we go on, I do need to say, please welcome News Talk 98.3 FM and 1290 AM KGVO in Missoula, Montana. They've been carrying our show for, I think, a couple of weeks now, but we welcome them officially today. So thank you for listening in Missoula and also 1240 AM KLYQ in Hamilton, Montana. That's a News Talk radio station, 1240 AM KLYQ in Hamilton, Montana. Welcome and thank you for carrying this program.
And who's going to be the first one yet to make that call?
603-283-6160. All right. I talked about this just as we were going to the break in the last segment. But this seems, there's so much to say about this particular subject. Well, let's just get into it. The headline, this is from RT.com. The U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary warns unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. So for those of you listening who don't know what they might be insinuating here, if you're not familiar, there are hundreds of cargo ships on both the West Coast and the East Coast that are waiting to come to port to unload the goods that have been ordered and paid for and et cetera and so on, mainly due to, you know, the government lockdowns and that kind of a thing is why the backup exists.
Well, and in California, I think there was like a, Foundation for Economic Education,
yes.
The article.
Yes.
It basically said it's California policy
right.
that got rid of all the truckers, reduced all the stevedores,
yeah.
and everyone that would be doing all this work to move it on out are not allowed to because of California
right.
policy.
Because, well, yeah, they have a bunch of legislation and
right.
that type of thing. In addition to all of that, they're not allowing these ports to operate 24/7. They're only operating for, like, one shift a day, both on the East Coast and West Coast. There was another article that I read where Florida was like, hey, over here, guys, we have a port. We're open.
Yep.
Come deliver your goods over here. And I thought that was funny that, like, a state had to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, you know.
Just like, get it on the trucks.
Yeah.
We're connected to the rest of the United States, too.
Right.
But this is so typical. Like, about what has been happening the past 2 years. The government is messing all this stuff up with all of their lockdowns and their mandates, and they're blaming it on COVID, or they're blaming it on unvaccinated people. It's like, and people fall for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's the state that is messing up everything, as they always do.
If they're blaming it on the unvaxxed people, per the article, I think that bolsters the conspiracy theory that it's manufactured. Right?
How oh, absolutely.
Can that, certainly, how can that yeah, be? It certainly lends to that particular point of view. So the Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Treasury has put Americans on notice that the only way to end the plague of empty shelves around the country is for every resident to be vaccinated. Like, it's like...
Hogwash!
Yeah, it's like, how are those two things connected? That's like hitting myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage.
But, well, it's connected because it's connected because once they get to a certain level of vaccination, then they will let the ships port. Then they will let people go and unload the ships. Then they will let the trucks go.
I mean,
but they're not going to allow all that.
Is right? that not like some form of blackmail?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it lends credence to the fact that it's manufactured because they could do that now, right, and just have it be an acceptable level of COVID risk, right? But they won't.
The frank warning came off as a threat to many. Wally Adeyemo, I think I'm mispronouncing that, A-D-E-Y-E-M-O, the Biden administration's second highest official in the Treasury Department, appeared to publicly blackmail the still sizable portion of Americans who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 during a Thursday ABC interview, seemingly blaming them for the ongoing shortages of consumer goods that have led many to mock the president as Empty Shelves Joe.
Let's go. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. We'll talk about Let's Go, Brandon, in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Actually, let's do it now. Since we've brought it up.
I seen another picture or article where, like, Trader Joe's sent out a cease and desist because people were making traitor.
Trader Joe's. So that's hilarious. So I was just scrolling through some of the comments. I can't really go through them all, but there were some comments from some of our listeners or watchers over at video.freetalklive.com.
You guys are so vulgar.
They are very vulgar.
Naughty, like, naughty.
You know, but, you know, of course, Let's Go, Brandon, right? And so if you guys know what that means, great. If not, bust out your magic rectangle and look it up because it's hilarious.
It's a dog whistle, so we're not going to define it for you because that's how dog whistles work.
People say hello. They call this, so somebody was talking when we were talking about the nuclear missile from space. Somebody says rods of God, anybody? And we actually covered that here on Free Talk Live, which is also an insane device. Right, they launch a satellite up into space and they just drop, literally, just steel rods from space. And they have, because they come through the atmosphere at such a velocity, they have the impact of almost a nuclear bomb.
Nice.
Those are called rods of God. Should a man with lip rings be on the radio? Well, I think so. I mean,
doesn't matter.
You know?
Well, he is, so.
I'm sure there are multiple men on radio with lip rings. Somebody says tattoos are immoral.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't like religious people.
They all drink too much Kool-Aid.
That's why I don't like morals.
Hey, the Kool-Aid only works if everybody drinks it, okay?
You got a problem with Kool-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff's good. I'll take some Kool-Aid.
It's about speaking the truth and exposing untruths. Okay, I can get down with that. More Let's Go, Brandon. Okay. And then some more vulgar stuff. So, anyway, video.freetalklive.com. I don't know why you'd want to watch it,
that's
but people do. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
For way too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide by the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of individual rights. Even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or some other state thousands of miles away from you gets to determine who rules over you? At nhexit.us, we're trying to change all of that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S.
So we were kind of talking about that at dinner, and one of the things came up, like, well, what if the United States, like, puts a blockade on the borders and cuts off Maine? I was like, we should probably invade Maine. And, like, that would triple the size of the greater New Hampshire.
Cool.
Though. Right?
I can get down with Maine.
We should do no invasion because it's a violation of the map.
God, yeah, fine, Captain.
We thought it was funny. We could just ask them, like, yeah, hey, do you want to be New Hampshire? Join, yeah.
Would you like to be Western New Hampshire or Southern New Hampshire? Wait, where's Maine? Or Southwest? They're East.
That'd be
Eastern
East.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, Northeast. Yeah. Yeah. Or just call it Greater New Hampshire at that point.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
I have a problem with calling stuff great or greater.
Okay.
Right? Like Great Britain? Like, okay, where's just mediocre Britain?
Liverpool?
Just call it colder New Hampshire.
Okay.
We'll talk more about, all sorts of things. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Who we got first? We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my brothers of the chill. I'm north of the 45th parallel here, too.
So you got your winter gear on?
Well, I got 10 cord of wood coming here, logger's cords, in a couple, 3 days.
That should take care of you.
Winter, it's still hot.
It's not cooling off yet. It gets cold quick, and I got a lot of wood to cut. I got to put it into soul size.
So what's on your mind tonight, Major?
Anyway, you guys are talking about the libtards in California running off all the truckers with a doo-doo covered tax stick and whatnot, and the ports being shut down. And,
yes.
You know, 8-hour shift when you're
That's how we put
the
it
whole
too.
Country after an epidemic is nuts. But Michigan has the rest of the country, as far as all the coastal states, by the cojones if they want to use it, because we are connected by the St. Lawrence Seaway to the Atlantic Ocean.
Right, and there are...
We can provide Canada with goods, all the states around us.
Yep.
I mean, that's feeding the Midwest right there.
Yep,
all of our stuff out at the same time.
Any of the Great Lakes states have ports, right? Minnesota has one, Wisconsin's got one, Chicago's got one, Michigan's got one. Anywhere along that St. Lawrence Seaway, you're absolutely correct. It is connected, and ships can get to and from through those avenues. So,
And then you got the Erie Canal connecting to the Mississippi.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So are you saying shippers have an option, and they're choosing to stay outside of California for financial reasons?
Well, there's so much stuff that comes from King Lee Land, and that comes out the Pacific. They don't want to do the Horn.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why there's two sort of bottlenecks here. There's one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast.
Right.
But the East Coast could very easily, like Major Payne is saying, make some arrangements for some goods to come through the St. Lawrence Seaway and be, picked up at some other ports in the Great Lakes states. Or it could... redirect some of their ships south to Florida.
Right.
It's going to cost them a little bit more, but, like, how much has it cost them already with these ships just sort of sitting there, not being unloaded, and their goods not moving?
Right. So when you say terms like they could very easily,
trucks.
I go, like, well, why don't they then? What's the motivation not to? What's
the incentive? I don't know.
Because that doesn't cause mass panic and shortages.
But do you think the shippers?
We make the trucks. Where would you send it?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, the shipping companies, right, the people that have a profit motive to unload, right, because turn and burn, right, you unload, you load it up with something else, you hit the next port,
right?
Why would they fall in line with government diktats if they have alternatives out.
You know the language they speak, which is coercion and violence.
The state does.
So exactly. Okay. So if these people are being, or these companies are being threatened or bribed or whatever, you know, okay, who knows what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Major, your thoughts?
Well, I got a second if you give me a quick ditty on you. You're talking about Maine being liberated and annexed to New Hampshire there.
I thought it would be funny.
If we had the government back in the day that we have today that would just print money and throw it at anything, there was an expedition that did not get funding that tried to get up into Canada and chase the British, you know, with their tails between their legs after we kicked their asses out of here. But they couldn't get government funding, so it failed. But, yeah, if we had the libtards of today, back then, we would now have Canada.
Like Maine being as independent as they are, right, if the New Hampshire exit goes through, right, do you think they would want to stay as part of the United States or join this newly liberated, you know, country? With whom they probably have more in common than the greater United States.
I don't know. Major?
You guys have a border that disconnects Maine from the rest of the U.S. proper, right?
That's the point. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so they pretty much have to annex themselves or somehow.
No, because we also have Alaska, and Alaska's just fine going through Canada to get to the...
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying they've been disconnected from USA proper, so it just kind of makes sense to roll with the punches.
Hey, thanks for the call, Major. To talk a little bit, you said that at dinner tonight you're talking about, you know, what that means, and I just want to remind
in jest,
right? No, but I just
I'm not saying we should invade Maine.
I just want to remind our listeners that New Hampshire has a Canadian border.
Yeah,
and New Hampshire also has a coast.
Right,
we have a sea coast, a port. So we, you know, if New Hampshire declares its independence from the United States, it has the geography to support trade.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even if the United States decides to, like, do a blockade or something.
That was one of the selling points put forth for the, you know, the Free State Project and the New Hampshire migration.
Yeah. Right?
Like, why? One of the reasons why you should pick New Hampshire when it was up for a vote was, hey, we've got an international border and a water port.
Yes.
Right? We are not beholden, we are not landlocked to the greater United States.
Right.
So it makes it easy.
And very good points. Also, to the ability of New Hampshire to support itself. I'm just talking agriculturally here, right? So there's enough farms. The growing season is just fine. Yeah, it's the Granite State, but, like, people have lived here long enough. They've established gardens and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It seems like it wouldn't really be that difficult if it was cut off from, like, all of that kind of stuff. If the U.S. decided to put sanctions on New Hampshire to prevent, you know, goods from flying, I think it would get by just fine.
Absolutely, we would.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These days, Americans who never heard of the term supply chain before are getting a good education in it. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today that passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill would go a long way to improving the current supply chain situation.
There are $17 billion in the president's infrastructure plan for ports alone.
Speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Buttigieg saying the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda would not only make infrastructure better and shore up supply chain issues, but it would also slow down inflation. No news in the past hour about the 17 or more American missionaries reportedly being held hostage in Haiti. The Washington Post says a notorious gang is believed to be behind the kidnappings of that group of mostly Americans on Saturday, and the State Department says they're aware of it and they're working on it. And this is USA Radio News. A new week's about to begin, and the White House confirms President Biden will be resuming his active efforts to get his legislative priorities passed on Capitol Hill, one of them the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which his Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, says would address a current problem. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Secretary Buttigieg said funding in the bill would quickly help fix some of the problems being caused by the coronavirus pandemic. He says the current supply chain problem will be addressed in the short term by the opening of the ports, including in Los Angeles, 24/7.
Our ports have not generally operated on a 24/7 basis. We've secured commitments to change that.
But he says that might not be able to last forever under the current situation. So again, that bipartisan infrastructure bill is something he says should be passed, as well as the so-called social infrastructure bill. That's one that Republicans simply won't sign on to, and Democrats are fighting about it themselves. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We're a nationally syndicated radio talk program that also broadcasts to many different, well, websites, podcasts, grabbers. We're streaming live, many different video sites, video.freetalklive.com. You can get our Odyssey stream there.
Lip rings and all.
Lip rings and all.
And tattoos.
And, you know, big,
that's immoral.
Big goatee, whatever. You know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't pick on your goatee, though.
That's because they had your face rings, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
you've upstaged me yet again, Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm feeling kind of left out. I'm the only person in this room without a beard. Even Coconut, the dog, kind of has a beard.
Coconut does kind of have a beard. It's true.
Just tie your hair up the way you had it earlier.
That's right.
Yeah, I prefer non-bearded ladies, but, you know, if you want to go to... I'm sure there's a Spirit Halloween store near here. If you want to go and get the glue on beard for next week or something.
Probably should. That'd be funny. Maybe I'll do that.
Okay. Last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token that you want to launch or an app you want to build? If so, go to Intercoin.org. Enter your email address, and the team will get in touch to learn about what your needs are. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Intercoin.org. All right. We were talking about New Hampshire, a whole bunch of stuff, but we had mentioned that we have an international border and a port.
Right.
A seaport. Also, too, you know, with the advent of things like You know, Mr. Muskie guy and his space travels.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, like, we could, you know, theoretically get stuff delivered either by drone. Right? There are some airports here, right? So they could very easily fly in,
yeah.
You know, drone aircraft or from space if we have to.
Using China's hypersonic missile.
Well, no, we just build one of those spaceports that's attached by, like, a giant cable to the Earth so an elevator can go up and down the giant cable.
Your Amazon package connected to your rod of God has been delivered to your port.
Gosh, please don't do that.
Dude, don't give Bezos ideas.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, loads of fun.
Sorry, boring you, David.
Yeah, you sound
No,
very,
I'm boring you, man. It's the other way around. Very, I'm boring you.
Don't be boring.
What's on your mind, David?
Well, I can't help it, man. If the state of New Mexico would have trafficked my kids, it could have been exciting. But instead, I've got to be boring because this is boring material when the state of New Mexico traffics your children illegally. So last night, I followed Major Payne as well, and I commented on what he said. He had made a comment about what is essentially standards of evidence, rules of evidence, what's admissible and what's not, and what meets the standard in a criminal case. He was talking about beyond the reasonable doubt.
Okay.
And that's a higher standard of evidence than in civil cases. Civil cases are the preponderance of the evidence,
right,
or clear and convincing evidence. And so what I said is he was complaining that what the government was in the habit of doing was taking testimony from two or three people, jail snitches, stuff like that, saying that they bought drugs, and there's no hard evidence whatsoever. It was just circumstantial
testimony. It's all hearsay, right?
Where the person, well, it's not hearsay because they got the actual guy in the witness seat under oath lying, saying that he bought drugs of this quantity over this length of time.
Right, but they don't have pictures of the actual thing or like some other record of the transaction. It's witness testimony only, right?
Yeah, you got no hard evidence whatsoever, just witness testimony. And so I said I could one up that, and then I gave you the example of the children's and families courts that do not even need that circumstantial evidence.
Right.
They will convict you and write legal orders based on not even allegations, because those witness testimony, that's at least an allegation of a crime. The witness is alleging a crime was committed. They're at least alleging a crime was committed. Now, in the children and families courts, what they will do is they will accept as evidence not even an allegation but an insinuation. So rather than saying that Mr. Olson sexually abused his children, because that never happened, what they'll say is, Mr. Olson changed the diapers of his children.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what do you think that might mean, Judge?
There are many. There are many, many cases, David, that go right along with what you're saying, where basically the judges or even the caseworkers, when it comes to family court, can do things based on how they feel. And thank you for the call tonight.
Don't we need that, though, when we're talking about the children? Like, don't they need to be removed from a potentially bad situation?
Yeah, and put in even worse situations?
Maybe, but at least until the investigation is complete.
There's so many better ways to do it.
Not based on a feeling, right? You have to do these things based on evidence. Otherwise, you end up with exactly what we have, which is a hugely corrupt family court system. More corrupt than the actual regular court system, which we rail on constantly here on Free Talk Live.
Then you'll get one anecdotal story about where they didn't act, and it was a bad situation, and then they'll say, see, if only we were able to act on the,
if only there wasn't a gang that claims a monopoly on violence that put all this system together that doesn't act as an actual system. An actual system is evaluated based on how well it outputs the desired outcome, which the system, the court system, the government, the statist system, the antique, barbaric, murderous system is not evaluated in such a way. When's the last time the United States government gave you a report card on how well they were protecting individual rights?
Never.
Never.
But I'll tell them right now, you get an F.
Absolutely. I do.
So we go back to the charitable orphanage situations, right? Leave it up to the churches. Has that worked out so well for years?
I mean, it probably worked better than the state.
Yeah.
Probably.
And even, like, I've talked to people who are foster parents who are, like, those, like, rare, good foster parents. And the stories my friend had told me were, like, horrific. Like, he had one kid in his custody mm-hmm. who was on probably, like, 15 different medications. He would have, and, you know, like, half of them are for one thing, and then half of them are just for the side effects of the other thing. And they just use these kids to make money off of. So you got, like, doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, and, like, everybody has their hands in these kids to, that sounded weird, but everybody has their hands in, you know, the pockets, so to speak.
They're puppets in that way, yeah.
Yeah, to get money to, you know, to somehow...
Yes, because people, human beings respond to incentives. And period. I mean, across the board, in any culture, human beings respond to incentives. So you have to look at how the incentives are structured. Are the incentives in place for foster parents to be proper parents to the children that they foster? Right? To treat them, you know, well, to do right by them. Are the incentives in place for that to occur? No. What incentives are in place? Financial incentives.
Yep.
Financial incentives to get paid, to treat children as if they are child labor, to treat children as if they are experiments, to treat children as if they are something other than children. And that is horrific.
So your friend is in the foster care system as a good parent, but all the vetting, all the vetting that they had to undergo to get that point?
Well, and not even just that. It's like he's trying to make a difference in these kids' lives, right? He's trying to do good to them. And he can't because the state is so involved and they're like, you know, the kid is being forced to take meds and, you know, he has to take a sleeping pill and then a pill to wake up and then, you know, a pill for constipation and then a pill for the opposite. So it's like there's only so much people can do and there's just like the state getting in the way of this guy being a good foster parent. Yeah, and he tries his best, but it's like almost impossible.
Yeah, because the state is monitoring these children as if they are on some sort of insane house arrest.
Yeah, little cash cows on house arrest.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. We've got more of your calls and thoughts on the way. This is the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. More's coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Come on and dial that number if you want to join us. I'm sorry, raise your hand.
So what am I supposed to do with that information?
Pick up the phone and call. Talk about whatever's on your mind, if you like, on nationally syndicated talk radio, as well as the internet, live as well, yeah. Here at Free Talk Live. That's the name of this show, if you're just tuning in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And we're here, and we're doing this show.
That's cool.
I know, like, just brilliant, right? Like,
I'm having a good
way
time.
Way to state the obvious. Captain Obvious.
If you're listening at Sunday night, between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time.
It is. We have more calls to go to. Let's go to Dustin in Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, DJs. I've got a little background sound I'm picking up. Hope it's not bothering you. You know about the government genocide. The NRA is still supported, and the Masonic Templars went down. The Second Bill of Rights is a criminal threat or a law to kill. Catch this. Boston, Massachusetts, mass shootings, all can die that comes from Boston, Massachusetts, and just like the society breaking down, that's their freedom of what they're endorsing, and that I wouldn't doubt it. In the Middle East, Iraq's genocide, we were there possibly from Desert Storm, and it might have came from our government about Saddam Hussein's genocide about the about.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dustin. like we said, anybody can call 603-283-6160.
Got to give him a fair shake, though.
He
was getting to a point somewhere.
No.
A few.
I don't think he was.
They're turning the frogs gay.
Richie Jones?
Sure, why not?
You don't strike me as a Alex Jones fan.
Oh, yeah, you were mistaken.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't believe everything Alex Jones says.
Yeah.
However, I was talking to this about at dinner tonight, and I said, like, on a long enough timeline, Alex Jones is right.
That's kind of true. And I kind of like his energy, too. You know, like, I like that, like, pow, he got going.
I
it takes three of us.
I won't
Alex
say.
Jones does this by himself. for longer.
Yeah,
I won't, rants longer, louder, and faster than all of us.
I won't say that I've never listened and or watched, but
it's impressive, is what it is.
What I've gotten out of the Alex Jones show when I have tuned in is the guests that he has on. I find them to be far more interesting than Alex Jones himself.
Okay,
so it's led me to some really neat other people. Like early on, that's how I discovered like pre-cancer Molyneux.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. He was on the Alex Jones show. Somebody else was on the Alex Jones show.
He interviewed Donald Trump during his campaign.
Yeah.
Like they were buddies.
But right. I haven't. I mean, it's been a decade since I've tuned in.
Okay.
At least. If
I don't
more.
I don't listen to it on the regular. But I will say this about that show. You have to be able to separate the facts from the entertainment, right? Because he'll state a lot of things that are true, and then extrapolate beyond that, and that's the entertainment value. And if you can if you can suss out right just the facts, then it can be informational. And then I was talking to someone about the fluoride in the water or mm-hmm. whatever, and like the source that I gave him was the InfoWars
website right?
And I go like they go like, well, I can't trust this because it's InfoWars, and I go, that's fine, but if you go to InfoWars, like despite all the conspiracy theory stuffs in the articles there, they're all sourced.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can read the primary source and, take that away from the, conspiracy claim that comes after it. But there's he's got the documents.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of sources on those websites that you can, drill down as deep as you want and come to whatever conclusion you want.
Yeah.
But if you can separate it out, right, from the hyperbole.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. I don't know why I was delayed there, but that's okay.
Because we don't
thank
care.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Let's go, Brandon.
One, two, three. Let's go, Brandon.
Go, Brandon.
Good job,
yeah.
And, sorry, guys. I didn't know what's going on.
Hang on, Bad Slave, go ahead.
An interesting side note, I think, is that the Walk Away project, which is also run by a Brandon, who was arrested for the January 6th stuff.
Oh.
And he wanted to clear himself of that stuff because he's got 500,000 of people that walked away from the Democratic Party, which I think is a good thing.
Okay, but this is the first time hearing of this walk away campaign or whatever it is. What I don't understand is, why isn't it walk away from the government? Like, completely. Like, the state. Well, walk away from the idea of statism completely.
You've got to do these things in stages.
No, you don't.
If you're dragging these people out of the Democratic Party and you get them to do that, that's all that was the expectation, is that they would just leave the Democratic Party. They didn't have to join the Republican Party.
That's like saying, oh, well, if you have cancer, you have to take part of the cancer out in steps. So you go in and you only take like 10% of the cancer out. No, you go in and you take all of the cancer out at one time.
So here's another weird thing that was in the news.
That's the way people work, Captain. They don't work that way. It's just that, if you can get 500,000 people to walk away from the idiots in the Democratic Party, then a good thing has been done.
They're just going to go follow idiots in another party.
Yeah.
Well, here's the weird thing about this whole walk away thing, right? Trump.
Hang on. Go ahead, Richie.
Trump has come out recently and basically like told his base not to vote until they solve the voter fraud issue.
Weird.
Right? Like, good that he's saying that, because I'm like, I don't vote. I don't.
Yeah, I'm down with the not voting.
No masters, right. No rulers. Yeah.
Right. But as from a political standpoint, you're telling people, like, don't go vote?
It's a, I mean,
until they figure out the voter fraud. right? Which it's not going to happen.
It seems like that could be a reverse psychology tactic, right?
Maybe.
I am politician X. Don't vote for me. Right?
Maybe.
Kind of a thing.
I'm trying to figure out the 4D chess move, but if you got walk away from the Democrats and Trump saying Republicans don't vote, like, good thing.
All right. Bad Slave, we interrupted your point. Go ahead.
I was just going to go on to say that that 500,000 people is still on tap, and they're still working the walk away process, and I think that we should endorse that, and the guy that headed that up, that founded walk away, was Brandon
Straka.
Straka.
Yep.
And he can be also, let's go, Brandon. and be pushing, because they've got stuff lined up to really work the midterms. And I, you know what, I'm happy to not have Democrats winning.
But they can walk away all they want. They're still going to vote Democrat on paper when the mail-in ballots come in.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave.
I don't want Democrats or Republicans. I think a lot of people tend to think that Democrats are worse than Republicans, but they're both terrible. Like, can we just, like, let's walk away from, like,
all of it.
Yes. Yeah, like, why do we have to... The Walk Away Foundation or campaign, whatever it is a pro-Trump thing. So it's not like a libertarian or like anarchist type of thing. It is a Republican conservative thing.
It's a partisan party campaign, right?
So what's the point?
Which is my point. Like, they're just, we're going to move these people from one party to another, and like we're still going to have a huge empire, which is what the United States is now. It's an empire.
Ah, so the liberty-minded people have to intercept them after they've walked away, before they've walked to something.
They need incentive. We should give them miniature Pac-Mans and call it the Waka Waka Away campaign. 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is next.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.